Brothers and sisters, let's turn to the Old Testament, the book of Job.
我们在第一章、第二章里面，我们要读几段的圣经。
In chapters 1 and 2, we will read a few passages.
约伯记在诗篇的前面，很好找。
The book of Job is right before the Psalms, should be easy to find.
来读第一章第一节。
Let's read chapter 1, verse 1.
乌斯地有一个人名叫约伯，那人完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。
The book of Job, chapter 1, verse 1. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was blameless and upright, and one who feared God and shunned evil.
第六节。
Verse 6.
有一天，神的众子来侍立在耶和华面前，撒旦也来在其中。耶和华问撒旦说：“你从哪里来？”撒旦回答说：“我从地上走来走去，往返而来。”
Verse 6. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came among them. And the Lord said to Satan, "From where do you come?" So Satan answered the Lord and said,From going to and fro from the earth and from walking back and forth on it.
耶和华问撒旦说：“你曾用心查看我的仆人约伯没有？地上再没有人像他，完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。”撒旦回答耶和华说：“约伯敬畏神，岂是无故呢？你岂不是四面圈上篱笆，维护他和他的家，并他一切所有的吗？”他手所做的，你都赐福，都蒙你赐福。他的家产在地上也增多，你且伸手回他一切所有的，他必当面弃掉你。
Verse 8, Then the Lord said to Satan, Have you considered my servant Job, and there is none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man, one who fears God and shuns evil? So Satan answered the Lord and said,Does Job fear God for nothing? Have you not made a hedge around him, around his household, and around all that he has on every side? You have blessed the work of his hands, and his possessions have increased in the land. But now, stretch out your hand and touch all that he has, and he will surely curse you to your face.
耶和华对撒旦说，凡他所有的都在你手中，只是不可伸手加害于他。于是撒旦从耶和华面前退去。
And the Lord said to Satan, Behold, all that he has is in your power. Only do not lay a hand on his person. So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord.
然后底下我们就看见呢，这个撒旦怎么样攻击约伯，把他一切所有的都夺去了。
Then we continue to see how Satan attacked Job and took away everything he had.
那二十节。
Verse 20.
约伯便起来，撕裂外袍。剃掉头，伏在地上下拜，说：“我赤身出于母胎，也必赤身归回。赏赐的是耶和华，收取的也是耶和华。耶和华的名是应当称颂的。在这一切的事上，约伯并不犯罪，也不以神为愚妄。”
Verse 20. Then Job arose, tore his robe, and shaved his head, and he fell to the ground and worshipped. And he said.Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return there. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In all this Job did not sin, nor charge God with wrong.
然后又有一次啊，这个撒旦再次来到神的面前哈，还再次来控告约伯。我们来看一下第二章，我们只读几节就好了。
And at another time, Satan came again before the presence of the Lord and again accused Job. Here we will read chapter 2, few verses here.
三节，耶和华问撒旦说，你曾用心查看我的仆人约伯没有？地上再没有人像他完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。你虽激动我，攻击他，无故的毁灭他，他仍然持守他的纯正。
Verse 3. Then the Lord said to Satan, Have you considered my servant Job? And there is none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man, one who fears God and shuns evil, and still he holds fast to his integrity, although you incited me against him to destroy him without cause.
撒旦回答耶和华说，人以皮代皮，情愿舍弃一切所有的保全性命，你且伸手伤他的骨头和他的肉，他必当面弃掉你。
Verse 4, so Satan answered the Lord and said, skin for skin, yes, all that a man hath, he will give for his life. But stretch out your hand now, and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will surely curse you to your face.
耶和华对撒旦说，他在你手中，只要存留他的性命。于是撒旦从耶和华面前退去，击打约伯，使他从脚掌到头顶长毒疮了。
And the Lord said to Satan, Behold, he is in your hand, but spare his life. So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord and struck Job with painful boils from the sole of his foot to the crown of his head.
约伯就坐在炉灰中拿瓦片刮身体。他的妻子对他说，你仍然持守你的纯正吗？你弃掉神死了吧。约伯对他说，你说话像愚顽的妇人一样。海，难道我们从神手里得福，不也受祸吗？在这一切的事上，约伯并不以口犯罪。
And he took for himself a potsherd with which to scrape himself while he sat in the midst of the ashes. Then his wife said to him, Do you still hold fast to your integrity? Curse God and die. But he said to her, You speak as one of the foolish women speaks. Shall we indeed accept good from God, and shall we not accept adversity? In all this Job did not sin with his lips.
我们再有点祷告。
Shall we have a further word of prayer, please?
我们再把这一点时间交在你的手中。
Father, once again we commit this period of time into your hand.
但愿圣灵保惠师再来借着约伯的故事向我们说话。
May the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, once again speak to us through the story of Job.
好，叫我们在末世的时候，为了主的名，仍然能够忠心的站立得住。
So that in this end time, for the sake of the Lord's name, we will continue to stand tall and be faithful.
祷告奉主的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
约伯记呢，记载一个人。在乌斯地啊，有一个人叫做约伯。
The book of Job records a person whose name was Job and who lives in the land of Uz.
这个人呢，完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。
This person was blameless, upright, and who feared God and shunned all evil.
他的完全呢，当然不是指着无罪的完全。
Of course, his blamelessness does not mean sinless.
他的完全呢，也不是那个绝对的完全。
Being blameless doesn't mean Job has this absolute perfection.
他的完全呢，是在他现有的光景里面，在他过去的经历当中，神看他为完全。
His blamelessness means that in his circumstances, with all his past experiences, in the sight of God, he is viewed blameless.
同时他呢正直。
And also he's very upright.
他不能够容忍任何弯曲的事情。
He couldn't stand any crooked things.
他呢敬畏神。
See, he feared God.
他远离恶事。
He shunned evil.
他不因为他自己完全了，正直了。他觉得他能够胜过罪，他来试探罪。
Now, Job, being blameless and upright, would never test God to sin, even though he knew he was perfect before God.
也因着他敬畏神呢，他远离恶事呢，神保守他在他面前完全正直。
And because he feared God, he shunned evil, he did not test God, therefore God kept him blameless and upright in the sight of God.
记得这么样一位人呢，神呢用他来向仇敌撒旦夸胜。
And God, through this person, boasted it again his adversary, Satan.
在神的心目当中啊，神是要兴起人来，得着人呢，来向仇敌夸胜的。
In God's heart, God wants to raise the people to be able to glory before his adversary.
在受造当中啊，人呢是低于天使的。
Among all of God's creation, man is a little bit lower than angels.
在神创造天使跟创造人的时候
，When God created angels and man,
天使呢是比人还要美丽的。
Angels were more beautiful than man.
啊，比人还有智慧，比人还有能力。
Angels had more power, wisdom than man.
所以呢，人呢是低于天使的。
So man actually was placed lower than angels.
但是呢，天使们呢，有一些天使啊。
However, some angels.
因着他们美丽啊，他们智慧，他们有能力啊，他们就骄傲。
Because of the beauty, might, and wisdom, became very proud.
他们呢，抵挡神呢，他们堕落，成为撒旦。
They opposed God. They fell, and they became. Satan's angelical being.
在神的心目当中啊，神要借那个软弱的人，比天使小一点的人起来啊，要定撒旦的罪。有一天呢，我们要审判天使。
In the heart of God, that God wants to use those weaker, being placed lower than angels, one day to rise up to overcome Satan and to condemn all the evil angels.
这是呢，神在所创造的人身上所要。成就的旨意。
And this is the will among all the creation of God, that God has placed this will in them.
所以在约伯记里面记载，有一天
，So one day in the book of Job,
那么神的众子就是众天使来呀、啊，侍立在耶和华面前。
All the angels that the sons of God came to present themselves before Him.
这时候呢，撒旦也来到神的面前。
At this time, Satan also came.
哎，不要以为撒旦不能够到神面前，因为他犯罪了。
Don't we think that Satan could not come before God since he sinned?
圣经说呢，撒旦呢是在神面前昼夜控告他我们弟兄的。
And the Bible declares that Satan is standing before God day and night accusing God's children.
他的名字就是抵挡者，他在神面前抵挡神呢，他在神面前控告神的百姓。
His name means to oppose, to accuse. All day long, God's children.
那耶和华就问撒旦说：“你从哪里来呀、
啊、？”Therefore, the Lord asked Satan, "From where do you come?"
那撒旦回答说：“呢，我从地上走来走去，往返而来。
”So Satan answered, saying, "From going to and fro on the earth, and from walking back and forth in it."
撒旦在地上干什么呢
？What does Satan do on earth?
他是走来走去，往返而来。
Going to and fro and walking back and forth.
彼得书信告诉我们说啊，他是像那个吼叫的狮子，遍地游行啊，要寻找那可吞吃的人。
And from Peter's epistle, we know that he is just like a roaring lion prowling on the face of the earth to try to seek those that he could devour.
一面呢，他要吞吃人。
On the one hand, he wants to devour them.
一面呢，他要找这些属神人身上的一些错。
On the other hand, he wants to point out all the faults of those who belong to God.
他呢，想尽方法呢，要在神面前控告神的百姓。
And by all means, he just wants to accuse the people of God.
那么撒旦就不，耶和华就问撒旦说了。
So the Lord asked him.
那么你天天在我面前控告神的百姓啊。
Day and night, you have been accusing my subject.
那么你曾用心查看我的仆人没有约伯没有啊
？Have you considered my servant Job?
地上再没有人像他完全正直、敬畏神、远离恶事。
That there is none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man who feared God and shunned evil.
这不单只是人这么看约伯、啊。
It's not only that man would view Job in such a way.
神也是这样看约伯的。
Even this is how God looked at Job.
他等于是跟撒旦说：“你看，你控告了这么多，我是神的百姓啊。”
God is saying, "Look, you have been accusing so many of my people."
但是你看到我的仆人约伯没有
？But have you seen my servant Job?
他在神面前怎样的完全
？How blameless he is before God.
在人的神的心目里头啊，在神的那个心目当中啊
，In God's heart，
有一天呢，他借着神的儿子要得到一批粽子。
One day through God's son, he will gain many sons.
要 起来呀，见证神他自己的信实。
And they will rise up to testify of God's faithfulness.
在末了的时代里头啊，其他的百姓要粉碎撒旦的工作。
In the last days, through these people, God would shatter Satan's work.
但是在之前啊，在主来还没来之前。神在地上已经找到一些人。
However, before the Lord returns, God has found certain groups of people.
在旧约里头，确实让我们看见一些信心的伟人。
And in Old Testament, we do see many spiritual giants of faith.
借着神的恩典呢，确实也能够在神面前站立得住。
And through God's grace, yes, they did stand before God.
借着神在他们身上的工作。
And through God's work in them.
神要让撒旦蒙羞啊。
God wants to put Satan to shame.
那么撒旦呢，当然不愿意接受这件事情。
Of course, Satan would not want to accept that.
他说呢，约伯敬畏神岂是无故的呢？
So he, Satan replied, "Does Job fear you for nothing?"
那岂不是四面围上篱笆维护他和他的家，并他一切所有的吗？
Have you not made a hedge around him, around his household, around all that he has on every side?
他手里头一切的事情，所做的事情都蒙你赐福。
Everything in Job's hand was blessed by God.
如果你伸手毁掉他一切所有的话呢，他必当面弃掉你。
However, if you stretch out your hand and touch him, and then he will curse you to your face.
这是何等恶毒的一个攻击呀！
What a malicious attack this is.
那基本上他这么说。
Basically, Satan is saying this.
你知道为什么约伯这么样敬畏神吗？
Do you know why Job feared God so much?
为什么约伯在地上行事完全吗？
Do you know why Job walked blamelessly on earth?
完全是因为你给他好处的原因。
It's all because all the good things, benefits you've given him.
你给他这么多的好处。
You've given him so many good things.
他当然爱你了。
Of course he loves you.
他当然敬畏你了。
Of course he fears you.
如果呢，你把他身上所有都拿掉的话，
However, if you take all this away from him,
立刻就离开你。
Right away, he will depart from you.
当面就弃掉你。
He will curse you to your face.
哇，这是一个何等严厉的一个攻击啊！
Oh, what a serious, a malicious attack.
他不但是攻击约伯。
Not only did he attack Job.
如果撒旦所说的是真的话，
If what Satan said was true,
那么约伯也不过是一个以得利为进以进钱为得利门路的人。
Then Job is just like anybody who is trying to be godly for the sake of a gain.
他实在是一个表里不一的人。
So he is not like what he is inside.
他是一个假冒伪善的人。
He's a hypocrite.
他实在是呢，当不起啊人的称赞，更当不起的神的称许的。
He actually cannot really stand under the test of man's praise from God's praise.
如果撒旦所说的是真的话，
If what Satan said is true,
不但约伯他蒙亏损，
Not only would Job suffer,
神的名义上是亏损，
Not would only Job suffer, but also that even God's name would suffer.
如果神他不知道约伯他真实的光景的话，
If God did not know the true condition of Job,
如果约伯确实只是为了利害来跟随神的话，
If Job should really follow the Lord for the sake of personal gain,
神就不能说他是全知的了。
Then God could never proclaim Job being blameless and upright.
神是怎么样审判人呢？
Nor could God claim himself being all-knowing. How does God judge man?
神是查验人肺腑心肠的神。
He searches man's heart and mind.
他是按着人的里面的真实的光景来审判人的人。
He judges us according to our true conditions within.
如果约伯他确实这样的光景，
Should Job be like what Satan said?
神却不知道。
And God not knowing it?
神还夸他。
Even praising Job?
那么神呢，没有资格来审判人。
Then God was not qualified to judge man.
他在末世的时候更没有资格来审判撒旦了。
Even in the end time, he's even more disqualified to judge us.
那如果神他知道约伯认识的光景，
However, if God does know Job's true condition,
约伯呢只不过是为了这个好处来跟随神的话，
Should Job be like the person who follows God for personal gain?
那神还这样子称许他。
And God should praise Job in such a way.
那不但是不是约伯假冒伪善了，
then the case would not be that Job was a hypocrite.
就是神是假冒伪善的。
It turns out to be that God is a hypocrite.
原来这个约伯呢，本来呢不是这个样子。
Because originally Job wasn't like this.
但是呢，神呢却把他外面装饰成那个样子。
However,it seems that God has spruced him up to become like this.
那神呢就不真实了。
Then God would not be real.
哇，这个控告呢，不但是恶毒的控告，也是严厉的控告啊。
So this accusation is not only malicious, but also is very serious.
对这件事这样的控告，神不能够缄默。
Therefore, in terms of this kind of accusation, God could never keep silent.
耶和华说呢。凡他所有的都在你手中，只是不可伸手加害。
Therefore, the Lord said to Satan, "Behold, all that he has is in your hand. Only do not lay a hand on his person."
他是如此的信任他的仆人。
God trusted his servant so much.
他知道呢，约伯多年的跟随神呢，在神的手中啊，所做成的光景呢，是能够站立得住的。
That.God knew that Job was able to stand tall in this trial. After all these years of God's work in Job, after all these years, Job has followed God. So God believed firmly that his servant Job, for the sake of God's name, was able to stand.
于是撒旦呢就加害在约伯的身上了。
Now Satan inflicted.Disasters on Job.
一天之内呢，夺取他所有的。
In one day, Satan took away all that Job ever had.
借着四八人呢，把他的五百对牛、五百母驴给夺去了。
Through Sidians, Satan took away all the 500 yokes of oxen and 500 yokes of donkeys.
借着天上降下来的火呢，把他七千个羊呢也都烧毁了。
And also through the fire coming down from heaven, that all of Job's 7,000 sheep were devoured.
借着三堆的加勒底人呢，把他那个三千的骆驼也夺去了。
And also through three bands of Chaldeans, that all of Job's camels were taken away.
一霎时之间呢，约伯变成一贫如洗呀。
All of a sudden, Job simply become penniless.
他原来是在人当中是自为自大的啊。
Originally, he was the greatest among men.
他一下子呢就被人轻看了。
All of a sudden, he was despised by man.
什么东西都没有了。
He had nothing.
不但是这样子啊。
Not only so.
他的七个儿子、三个女儿也一天死掉了。
His seven sons and three daughters also perishing one day.
撒旦呢？借着从旷野来的 狂风啊，把房屋给吹垮了，把压在他们身上，把他们十个孩子一天就压死了。
And through the storm from the desert, that Satan killed all of Job's children in one day, the house being collapsing on them.
在这么大的震惊的事情底下
，In such a mind-boggling event,
约伯他的反应是什么
？What?Job's reaction.
哎，我们看见他那个得胜的光景啊。
Here we see Job's victory.
约伯他起来撕裂外婆袍，剃了头，伏在地上下拜。
Job arose, tore his robe, and shaved his head. He fell to the ground and worshipped.
他说：“我自身出于母胎啊，也必自身归回。”
And then Job said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return there."
我出生的时候没有带任何东西来。
When I was born, I brought nothing with me.
我走了呢，也不能够带任何东西去。
So now, as I return, I will carry nothing either.
赏赐的是耶和华，收取的也是耶和华，耶和华的名是应当称颂。
The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
每次我读到这里的时候啊
，Every time when I read this verse,
哎呀，这是怎么样的一个人啊
？What kind of person is this?
他是怎么样经历神的恩典的
？How did he experience all of God's grace？
在这么大的灾难底下，他怎么样能够站立得住的呢
？In such a big tribulation, how could he stand tall？
约伯所受的在那个苦难
，The affliction that Job endured。
我想在我们当中，没有一个人能够担得起的。
It's not like anyone of us being able to take it.
我们呢在日常生活当中啊也遭遇一些难处。
In our daily living, we also encounter some problems.
经济风暴的时候。
Like in the economic storm.
那么很多人的退休金一夜之间就没有了。
So many people lost their retirement fund just overnight.
许多人辛苦了一辈子。
So many people have been hardworking all their lives.
一个经济的风暴啊，让他们呢整个积蓄都没有了。
With this economic tempest, they lost all their savings.
也因着失业率这么高啊。
And also because of the high unemployment rate.
哎呀，多少人失去他们的工作。
So many people have lost their jobs.
经过好几年都找不到事。
And they couldn't find jobs even after so many years.
确实呢，在我们生活当中也能够遇到一些难处。
Yes, in our lives, we always encounter some plight.
但是呢，我们的难处啊，还不至于到一个地步啊，我们失去一切所有的。
But with all our plight, we have not come to the point that we lost everything.
尤其是中国人啊。
Especially Chinese.
就算是退休账户，这个没有了。
Even though you lost all your 401.
我们失去工作了。
Lost your job.
哎呀，我们总是有点积蓄啊，还能够撑了一段时间。
But still, we can. We still have some savings. We can still endure a certain time.
有的时候呢，我们也经历啊，就失去亲人的痛苦。
Other times.We are bereaved of our relatives.
当我们父母过世的时候，我们伤心。
We grieve when our parents pass away.
当我们呢失去配偶的时候呢，我们临天难过。
We would be sorrowful when we lose our spouse.
我想在世间上啊，最难过的事情啊，没有过于失去自己的儿女了。
I think the most harrowing experience on this earth is none other than losing your children.
当我们听到我们的弟兄啊，他的儿子跟他的女儿，还有儿子的女朋友出去去玩了，结果出了车祸。
There was a brother who used to be with us, and at one time, his son, his son's girlfriend, his daughter all went out for a trip in a car.
那么呢，他的女儿当时呢就死了。
His daughter died instantly on the spot.
他儿子呢受了重伤。
And his son was badly injured.
哎呀，我们听的时候里面真是沉痛哈。
As we heard this, our hearts simply sank.
他说我们弟兄和姊妹怎么样过得来的哈
？How could our brother and sister ever go through this?
这个人世间最难过的事情呢，莫过于白发人呢送黑发人呢。
The most sad thing in the whole world is for the older man to see off their younger children.
但是约伯所经历的呢
？But what Job experienced?
一天之内
，is that it happened in one day.
七个儿子
，seven sons，
三个女儿
，three daughters，
一天就死了。
They died in one day.
哎呀，这个打击谁能够承受得了呢
？Who could ever stand this kind of blow?
不但是这样哈。
Not only so.
那么，撒旦的手呢，不因此就停住了。
Satan's hand did not stop because of this.
那么又有一天。
Now in another day.
我们不知道呢，经过多久。
We do not know.How long it passed since the first time?
几天，几个礼拜，几个月
？Maybe few days, few weeks, or few months.
那么撒旦呢，又来到神的面前。
Then again, Satan came before God.
那么神呢，再次问他。
So God asked him again.
他说：“你曾用心查看我的仆人约伯没有啊
？”Have you considered my servant Job?
地上再没有人像他完全正直、敬畏神、远离恶事啊。
There is none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man who fears God and shuns evil.
我想呢，神在说这句话的时候啊
，I believe as God said this.
哎呀，他是里头啊是何等样的欣慰啊
！And God's heart was so comforted.
他与约伯夸口
that he boasted of Job.
地上有这么一个人。
That on earth there is such a person.
虽然呢失去他一切所有的。
Having lost all that he had.
但是他还能够跟随神。
But still he continued to follow God.
他还能够敬畏神，远离恶事。
Continue to fear God and shun evil.
他说呢，你虽然激动我呢，攻击他。无辜地毁灭他，他仍然持守他的纯正。
God said, although you incited me against him to destroy him without cause, he still held fast to his integrity.
那么撒旦就说了。
So Satan answered the Lord.
你要知道呢，这不过是身外之物了。
Saying that all the things are apart from him.
我们夺去的呢，都是他。在他身体之外的事情。
Oh, whatever you took away is outside of his body.
如果呢你攻击他的身体的话。
However, if you attacked his body.
叫他生病的话。
If you made him sick.
那么呢他仍然呢会当面弃掉你。
He will again, surely curse you to your face.
神呢对于约伯呢是这么样的有信心啊。
But God, having such faith in Job,
他说呢，他在你的手中。
Said that he is in your hand.
只要存留他的性命。
Except spare his life.
那撒旦呢，就让约伯呢长毒疮，从脚掌啊到头顶呢长毒疮。
Therefore, Satan struck on Job from the sole of his foot to the crown of his head. It's all full of this painful sore boil.
在这样的光景底下。
Under this kind of circumstances,
连他的妻子啊都来嘲笑他。
Even Job's wife came to deride him.
你仍然持守你的纯正吗？
Do you still hold fast to your integrity?
你弃掉神死了吧？
Curse God and die.
在这样的光景底下，
Under this kind of circumstances,
约伯呢仍然能够站立得住。
Job still stood tall.
他说你说话呢像愚顽的妇人一样啊。
Job said to her, "You speak as one of the foolish women speak."
难道我们从神手里得福，不也受祸吗？
Shall we indeed accept good from God, and shall we not accept adversity?
在这一切事上呢，约伯不饮口犯罪。
In all these things, Job did not sin with his lips.
我们在读到这个故事的时候，
as we read the story,
我们里头是不是要问一个问题？
Shouldn't we ask a question within our hearts?
约伯呢他是怎么样能够达到这样的光景呢？
How could Job reach such state?
当他外面一切所有的被夺去了。
When outwardly everything he possessed was taken away.
当他的身体的健康也被夺去了。
Even when his health was taken away.
他呢成为他妻子的笑柄。
Even when he became the laughing butt of his wife.
他的亲友都远离掉他。
All his relatives left him.
连他的仆人们呢都嘲笑他。
Even his servants laughed at him.
从前他所轻看的人。
All those who were despised by Job before.
有围在他旁边呢嘲笑他。
They all surrounded Job and sneering at him.
吐沫在他脸上。
Spit on him.
在这样的光景底下。
In this kind of situation.
约伯怎么站得住呢？
How could possibly Job stand tall?
我们在读约伯记的时候啊
，As we read the book of Job，
哎，我们在前两章里头啊，不太看得到约伯他里面的光景。
In the first two chapters, we basically could not see the inner conditions of Job.
我们读着读着哈
，But as you continue to read，
从三章到三十一章啊
，From chapter 3 to 31，
我们呢被约伯所讲那么许许多多的话呢，所吸引了。
We were so attracted by all the words uttered by Job.
当约伯呢被他的朋友们激动起来。
When Job was stirred up by his friends.
他的魂被挑起来。
When his soul was stirred up.
他们在肉体里头了彼此辩论。
In their flesh, they debated with one another.
约伯呢确实说了许多不当说的话。
And Job did say a lot of things he shouldn't have said.
他呢质疑神的公义。
He questioned on God's righteousness.
他跟他的朋友们辩论。
And he debated with his friends.
他呢自哀，他自怜。
And he was wallowing in his self-pity.
我们呢被他很多负面的话所吸引了。
And we were so attracted by many of Job's negative statements.
但是如果我们公允的看他的话的话。
But if we consider his words fairly.
发觉呢，约伯呢是一个非常真实的人。
We know that Job is such a true person.
虽然他在这许多的话里面呢，他确实说了一些不当说的话。
Although among all the statements he made, he had said things he should not have said.
但他所说的呢，是他真实里面的光景。
But what he said was all about the true condition of him.
借着他所说 的话里头啊
，And through all the words he said,
我们能够看到呢。约伯啊，他从前在神面前是怎么样的光景
？We could sense what kind of person Job was before God.
我们能够稍微体会一下哈，神是怎么样在这个人身上工作的
？And somehow we could understand how God had been working in Job.
首先，我们来看第二十九章。
So first, let's read chapter 29.
第一节。
Verse 1.
约伯又接着说：“唯愿我的景况如从前的月份，如神保守我的日子。那时他的灯照在我头上，我借着他的光行过黑暗。我愿如壮年的时候，那时我在帐篷中，神待我有密友之情。”
29. Job further continued his discourse and said, Oh, that I were in months past, and in the days when God watched over me, when his lamp shone upon my head, and when by his light I walked through the darkness, just as I was in the days of my prime, when the friendly counsel of God was over my tent.
我们看见了约伯呢是一个跟随神的人。
Here we see Job is the one who follows God.
他是天天活在神面光之中的人。
Daily he lived in the light of God's presence.
他说呢，神的灯啊是照在他的头上。
He said God's lamp shone upon his head.
那他借着神的光呢，行过黑暗。
And he walked through darkness through God's light.
约伯不是一生呢凡事顺遂的人。
It's not that Job had an easy life. All the time.
他不是没有经历过难处。
It's not that he had never been through difficulties.
在他的生命当中啊，也有过黑暗的时期。
In his lifetime, there were periods of darkness.
他甚至可能啊，也行过一些死荫的幽谷。
Even very likely that he actually passed through the valley of death, of darkness.
他怎么过来呢
？How did he go through it?
是神的光啊，照着他。
It is through God's light shining upon him,
带他走过黑暗的幽谷,
which led him through the valley of death and darkness.
他是一个活在神面光之中的人。
He was the one who lived in the light of God's presence.
不但是这样,
Not only so,
他在帐篷中的时候,
when he was in his tent,
他说, 神待我有密友之情,
he said the friendship of God was over his tent.
啊, 他跟神呢, 是一个好朋友。
He was a good friend of God.
他可以跟神交谈心。
So he could talk, fellowship with God.
他可以跟神说话。
He spoke with God, share his heart with him.
他可以把他心中的难处倾吐给神。
Pour out all his problems within his heart before God.
神呢，也可以向他倾吐神的秘密。
And God could even pour out his secrets to Job.
神跟人之间的关系，一个最亲密的关系之一啊。
One of the most intimate relationships between God and man.
就莫过于好朋友的关系。
Is nothing more than a friendship among good friends.
在圣经里头啊，只有几位神的那个大仆人呢、啊，神说了、啊、他是神的朋友。
Among all the Bible, only few of the great servants of God are called friends of God.
那么像亚伯拉罕呢
？Like Abraham,
神称他是神的朋友。
God called him my friend.
那么神像摩西说话呢，就好像跟朋友说话一样。
And as to Moses, when God spoke to him, God said, "It's like I was talking to my friend."
啊，这个朋友的关系是非常亲密的。
Therefore, this relationship of friend was very intimate.
经过多年的朋友的相交啊，他认识神。
Through all these years of interaction between him and them and God, they came to know God.
多年呢，在暗室里头，在帐篷里头啊，跟神的相交啊，让约伯认识神。
Through the inner chamber, through the tent, all these years, Job came to know his God.
他知道神在做什么。
Job knew what God was doing.
当这么多的患难来到的时候，
When all this ordeal came upon him,
他知道他的朋友不会弃绝他。
Job knew that on his friend, God would never forsake him.
他知道他的朋友就在他的旁边了。
He knew God was right, his friend right next to him.
虽然他不知道为什么苦难临到他。
Although Job did not know why this adversity came upon him.
后来也发出了许许多问题，问是为什么，为什么。
And later on, he uttered so many questions.Why? Why?
但是因为呢，他跟神那么多年呢，在密室的交通啊。
But throughout these years, fellowship in the inner room between him and God.
就算他不知道为什么。
Even though Job did not understand why.
就算是的，里面有许许多多的难处问题。
Even though Job was so puzzled with so many questions within.
但是呢，他还相信神。
But still, he believed God.
他相信他那个朋友不会离弃他。
He believed his friend would never forsake him.
哎呀，多少时候啊，我们在难处当中，我们过不来。
So many times, as we are in our troubles, we cannot carry through.
哎，不要说约伯那么大的难处。
Not to mention these big problems that Job encountered.
有一些呢难处啊，实在不是很大的难处啊。
Even some dilemmas we face are not actually that great.
我们就灰心了，我们就软弱。
And then we just become weak. We lose our heart.
我们问神说为什么，为什么
？And then we keep asking God why, why?
很多时候神不回答。
But many times God would not answer us.
神也不解释。
Nor would he explain.
神要我们单单的来信靠他。
Because he wants us to trust in him solely.
但是除非呢，我们在平常的日子里头。
But unless during our daily living,
就能够学习啊，活在神的面前。
We have learned to live in his presence.
跟神有交通。
Have fellowship with him.
跟神呢，这个在灵里头呢有来往。
In our spirit, we fellowship with him.
接着活在他的光中啊。
And through living in his light,
我们呢认识神是怎么样的一位神。
We have come to know what kind of God he is.
虽然难处大。
Even though the problem is so great.
但是我们呢，因为认识神的缘故。
But because we've known him.
我们知道神他知道他在做什么。
And we know that God knows what he's doing.
神呢不会离弃我们。
God will never leave us.
神的手呢，神他的杖，他的竿呢，都安慰我们。
His hand, his staff, his rod, they all comfort us.
也是呢，借着这些在密室里面的交通啊。
Through all this inner room's fellowship.
在我们遇到难处的时候。
When we encounter dilemmas.
然后才能够为了主的名能够站立得住。
Unless we've done all the above.Then otherwise we'll not be able to stand for the sake of his name.
唯有这个在密室里面的交通啊。
But through this inner room fellowship,
我们熟悉什么叫做神的光。
We have come to get familiar with what is so called God's light.
我们熟悉了什么叫做圣灵里面的膏油的涂抹。
We come to know well what is the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
我们认识什么是神的信实。
And we know what.God's faithfulness.
我们才能够在难处当中能够站立得住。
Only so could we possibly stand in the midst of all the adversity.
这是约伯他多年在神面前的光景。
And this has been Job's condition throughout the years.
很稀奇一件事情啊。
Amazingly.
他们的儿女呢是在他长孙家吃饭的时候呢死的。
Job's children died while they.Visited in Job's oldest son's house.
那么是魔鬼呢？撒旦呢？击打房屋啊，房屋压死，倒下来压在他们身上，房屋压死。
Now it is Satan, the devil, struck the house, and the house fell upon them, crushed them.
他们呢是轮流在各家里头吃饭的。
They took turns to feast in everybody's house.
他们几个孩子呢都有自己的家。
Each child had his own house.
都有他自己的房子。
Had his own home.
但是约伯呢，他在壮年的时候。
But of Job in the prime of his life.
他是住在哪里呢
？Where did he live?
他住在帐篷里。
He lived in a tent.
很可能啊，他壮年的时候孩子也大了，对不对
？Maybe in the prime of his days, his children all had grown up.
孩子有自己的家，有自己的房子。
Having their own homes, their own rooms.
但是呢，约伯呢，他在帐篷当中。
However, Job lived in the tent.
他在地上呢过寄居的生活。
He lived a life of sojourning.
那神的同在呢是他唯一的满足。
And God's presence was his only satisfaction.
也因着这个缘故啊。
And because of this.
哎呀，他在跟神呢有那个。亲密的交通哦。
He had such intimate fellowship with God.
神待他有密友之情。
The friendship of God was over him.
这是一个不被地上的事情所捆绑的人。
This is the person who was never bound by the earthly matters.
在神的恩典当中呢，他是走天路的人。
And in God's grace, he's the one who walks in this heavenly journey.
他就因此呢，常常能够跟神有亲密的交通啊。
And through this way, often he had intimate fellowship with his God.
这是呢，他在患难当中啊，得难处的时候的秘诀。
And this is the secret of Job while he was being placed in the midst of all the adversities.
同时呢
at the same time,
约伯呢，他还是爱慕神话语的人。
Job treasured God's word.
我们看二十三章的第十一节。
Shall we read chapter 23, verse 11?
我脚啊追随他的步履，我谨守他的道，并不偏离。
My foot has held fast to his steps; I have kept his way and not turned aside.
他嘴唇的命令，我未曾背弃。我看重他口中的言语，过于我所需用的饮食。
Verse 12, of chapter 23. I have not departed from the commandment of his lips; I have treasured the words of his mouth more than my necessary food.
约伯是一个明白神话语的人。
Job was the one who understood God's word.
他知道什么是神口中的命令。
What he knew, what is the commandment of God, from God's lips.
他知道什么是神嘴里的言语。
And he also understood what were the words of his mouth.
而且他看重神的话。
On the top of it, he treasured them all.
他宝贝神的话。
He relished them.
不但如此。
Not only so.
他追随谨守神的话。
He followed and he obeyed God's word.
我们里头啊不是很明白啊。
Now within us we might not quite be quite clear on this.
约伯从哪里知道神的话？
Where did Job know God's word?
因为我们知道呢，约伯他不是以色列人。
We know that Job was not an Israelite.
他是乌斯地的一个外邦人。
He was a Gentile from the land of Uz.
而且呢，约伯他所生长的年代呢，大概是跟亚伯拉罕同个时代的。
And the years that Job lived probably were around the time of Abraham.
他是活在大概列祖时代的一个外邦人。
He probably was one of the Gentiles living in the days of the patriarchs.
那时候不要说是新约了，旧约也没有啊。
They did not have, not to mention that they did not have New Testament, even Old Testament they didn't know.
那么解经家们都一致认为啊，约伯记应该是最早写成的一本圣经。
And students of the Bible usually agree that the book of Job probably was the earliest book ever written.
那么约伯从哪里知道神的话呢？
So where did Job come to know God's word?
他怎么知道什么是神口中的言语呢？
How did he know the words from the mouth of God?
我也许一些信心的先祖们呢，他们留下一些话语。
Maybe some of the patriarchs' faith had left some of God's words.
比如像以诺啊，像挪亚啊，他们也许留下一些啊只言片语，一些书籍啊。
Maybe Noah, Enoch had left some piecemeal books or words for them.
也许呢，是借着这些先祖们呢留下了一些对于耶和华话语的一些遗传。
Maybe through tradition from patriarchs regarding all the word of the Lord.
但是我想呢，约伯对神话语的认识。
But I think Job's understanding of God's word.
主要呢是来自于他跟神那个亲密的交通。
Mostly came from this intimate fellowship of his with God.
因为呢，他跟神有这么样亲密的交通。
Because he has such an intimate, close relationship with God.
他常常活在神话语的光，
Often,
神的光中啊。
He lived in the light of His presence.
所以他明白神的心意。
So Job understands God's heart.
他知道什么是神
就所要的。
He knew what is that God wanted.
他知道呢是什么是神所看重的。
He knew what is that God treasured.
那他当他里头清楚明白的时候。
When he was clear, understood, all this in his heart.
在灵里面接受的时候。
When he received all this in his spirit.
那么他谨守，他遵行。
He obeyed, he kept to it.
哎呀，比起约伯啊，我们呢实在是需要惭愧哈。
Comparing with Job, we really feel very ashamed.
我们呢不但是有旧约。
Because we not only have the Old Testament,
我们有摩西的律法，我们有先知的书，我们有那个诗人所写的诗篇。
We have Moses' laws, we have the prophets, we have the Psalms.
我们呢，今天还有更宝贝的那个新约。
Today we have the even more precious New Testament.
借着新约呢，我们能够知道神永远的旨意。
And through the New Testament, we could come to know God's eternal purpose.
借着新约呢，我们打开呢。那个旧约的门。
And through the New Testament, we could open the door to the Old Testament.
新约的好像一把钥匙把旧约把我们打开了。
The New Testament is just like a key which opens Old Testament.
我们呢今天更有圣灵保惠师在我们里面教导我们带领我们。
Now, even more, today we have the Holy Spirit as a comforter to teach us and to guide us within.
这些都是旧约圣徒所没有的。
And all this, the Old Testament saints did not have.
更是在约伯那个时代呀、啊，所想都没办法想的。
Especially in the days of Job, all these were just inconceivable.
今天呢，哎，那个圣经的翻译本啊，大概是历世历代最多的。
Today we probably have the most Bible.Translation, different versions throughout generations.
圣经呢，每一年呢都是最畅销的书。
And every year, Bible is considered the most popular book.
很多基督徒家里啊，大概都不止一本、两本圣经啊，五本、八本圣经啊。
So, many Christians possess not only just one or two copies of Bible, maybe five to eight copies.
不是我们熟悉神的话吗？
But are we vested in His Word?
我们有这么宝贝的圣经摆在我们面前，我们知道神的心意吗？
Having so precious a book before us, do we come to know God's heart?
我们知道之后，我们谨守遵行吗？
And after we know it, do we obey and keep the Word?
因为约伯啊，是这么样熟悉神的话。
Now, because Job is so familiar with God's Word,
他也宝贝神的话。
And So much he treasured him.
他看重神口中的言语啊，过于他日用的饮食。
As the verse says, he treasured the words of his mouth more than his necessary food.
真的话呢，在他难处来的时候。
So when he encounters adversity,
成为他里面的帮助。
God's word became his inner help.
成为他里面的扶持。
Became his sustaining power.
在诗篇一百一十九篇呢、啊，他这么说。
In Psalm 119, we read.
他说：“我若不是明白耶和华的律法，我若不是喜爱耶和华的律法的话
，Unless the law had been the delight, had been my delight,
我早就在患难中灭绝了。
I would have perished in affliction long ago。”
诗人那里说、啊。他之所以能够经历许许多多的苦难
，The psalmist tells us the reason that he could go through all the trials，
因为呢，他里面有神的话。
It's because within him he had God's word。
神的话在他里面是他喜乐的泉源。
Now God's word within him became the fountain of joy。
虽然呢，外面有许许多多的难处。
Outwardly he faced so many difficulties。
虽然呢，仇敌呢，这个筑了战路来攻击我们。
Although Satan with all his might came to attack us.
从外面来看的话呢，我们遭遇的难处啊，我们似乎是撑不下来的。
Our looking, facing all these adversities, seems that we could not take it anymore.
但是呢，神的话在我们里面成我们喜乐的泉源。
However, God's word within us became the fountain of joy.
神的话呢，成为我们里面力量的源头。
God's word became the very source of our inner strength.
因着有神的话在他里头的缘故
，and because of God's word abiding in this person，
他能够在患难之中站立得住。
So this person would be able to stand tall in adversity.
神的话呢，成为他里面的扶持。
God's word has become the sustaining power within him.
成为他里面的力量。
Become his strength.
成为他那个喜乐的源头。
Becomes the very source of his joy.
外面呢，虽然看呢是许许多多难处。
Outwardly, it's just this person is facing all kinds of difficulties.
所有的家产都夺去了。
Now, just like Job, all his possessions taken away.
所有的孩子一天就死了。
All his children died in one day.
甚至呢，他从脚掌啊到头顶长毒疮啊。
Even from the sole of his feet to the crown of his head, he was covered with soil.
我们叫他
sore boils.
他的朋友来之前呢，到底有那段时间到底有多长，我们不晓得。
We do not know how much is the time before Job's friends came to visit him.
至少我们知道一件事。
However, at least we know one thing.
人在约伯身上的夸口没有落空。
That the boasting of God in Job had never fallen void.
神的的确确借着约伯呢，羞辱了仇敌。
Indeed, God had put Satan to shame through Job.
借着他的仆人呢，审判了撒旦。
And through his servant Job, he judged Satan.
是神的话呢，在那段时间里头啊，扶持了他。
And also, it is through God's word during that period of time that Job was sustained.
我想呢，约伯呢，如果有诗篇的话
，I believe that should Job have some in his hand.
他里面的一样会说同样的话。
Job would say the same thing from his heart.
诗篇119篇啊。
Psalm 119.
92节啊。
Verse 92.
他说，我若不是喜爱你的律法，早就在苦难中灭绝了。
Unless your law had been my delight, I would then have perished in my affliction.
我想呢，这也是约伯里面的心声哈。
I believe this is the inner echo from Job's heart.
这说呢，他宝贝神的话，他喜爱神的话，他更遵守神的话。
So Job treasured, delight himself in God's word, and also he obeyed them.
神的话在他身上不是仅仅是知识而已。
So God's word was not merely knowledge in him.
多知道一些这个关于神的事而已。
Simply knowing more about God's things.
神的话在他身上呢，是活得出来的。
God's word was actually lived out in Job.
他呢，不仅仅是一个听到的人。
Not only was Job a person hear of the word.
他呢，还是一个行道的人。
But also he was a doer of the word.
在第三十章31章啊，让我们看见呢，约伯呢，他过去呢，在他的生活上是怎么样的情形
？In Job 30 and 31, they allowed us to see the daily conduct of Job.
31:18啊。
31:18.
他说：“我从幼年时呢，孤儿与我同长，好像父子一样。我从出母腹就扶住寡妇。”
Job 31:18. But from my youth I reared him as a father, and from my mother's womb I guided the widow.
约伯呢，多年呢照顾孤儿寡妇。
Throughout the years, Job took care of the fatherless and the widows.
他说那些孤儿们呢，从小的时候就一起跟我长大。
So those orphans, since they were young, they grew up with Job.
那个我们之间好像是父子一样。
As though Job was their father.
在他家中呢，除了他这几个亲生的孩子以外，一定还有许多那些称他为义父的一些孩子们啊。
So I believe in Job's house, not only did he have those biological children, but also other children who call Job stepfather.
然后他从出母腹的时候，他就扶住寡妇。
From Job's mother's womb, Job guided the widow.
雅各书告诉我们啊。
James tells us this.
他说那些什么是那个没有玷污的那个虔诚啊。
What is called undefiled religion?
就是在 就是看顾那些在患难中的孤儿寡妇。
Is it to visit the fatherless and the widows in their trouble?
人要在什么事上显出他的情境呢？
Now, in what things could a person show his or her devoutness?
要先从呢照顾孤儿寡妇。
First, starting from taking care of the widows and the fatherless.
在那个时代啊，孤儿寡妇是。非常弱势的一群。
Because in those days, the widows or the orphans were indeed the most disadvantaged group of people.
没有谋生的能力啊。
They had no way to earn a living.
他们只能在社会最低层啊，在那里求生存。
They could simply trying to stay afloat in the lowest level of the society.
所以这从旧约在律法开始呢，神就一直吩咐神的百姓啊，要照顾孤儿寡妇。
So, in Old Testament, starting from the law, God continued to tell Israelites to take care of the fatherless and the widows.
这只不过是约伯啊，在平常生活当中的一个例子。
Now, this is just one of the many examples of Job's daily living.
他呢，看顾贫穷的人。
He looked after the needy.
啊，他为家。的眼，他为瘸子的脚。
He was the eyes to the blind, feet to the lame.
他为穷乏之人的父。
He was the father to the needy.
他呢，打破不义之人的牙床，从他牙齿中呢夺了所抢夺的。
He struck the fangs of the wicked and took the victim from their mouth.
那他呢，接待远人。
And also, he entertained, received all the travelers.
然后从来没有容了那个客旅在他的街上过夜的。
So no sojourners would have to lodge in the street.
他总是开门迎接那些行路的人。
Job always opened his door to receive all those travelers.
约伯呢，不是一个仅仅会说神的话的人。
So Job is not a person who simply talks about God's word.
约伯也不是一个仅仅知道神话语的人。
Nor was he the one who merely knew God's word.
他也不仅仅是只是爱慕神的话而已。
Nor was he the one simply admiring, loving God's word.
他对于神话语的爱慕啊。
His admiring of God's word.
显在他每天的生活里头。
Actually showed in his daily living.
他是那样子的活在神话语的光中。
How he lived in the light of God's word.
他呢，在行为当中呢，显出神话语的真实。
And in his conduct, he simply manifested the reality of God's word.
难怪这样子一个人啊。
No wonder a person like this.
当这么大难来的时候。
Even when facing all these ordeals.
他能够这么样的刚强站立得住。
Was able to be so strong and stand tall.
我们在看约伯所说的许多的话里面的时候
Now, as we consider all the words that Job made
在说啊，这个他的话里面有许多应该神宝血涂抹的部分的
Although there are many parts which require God, the anointing covering of God's precious blood
那是呢，他的朋友们呢，在那里激动他，他的血气里面说的话。
And it is when being startled by his friends, he uttered all these words in his flesh.
借着这些话呢，我们真是可以认识这个人。
But through all his words, we could really come to know him.
他还更宝贝的一件事情。
There is one more thing that Job treasured even more.
他呢，对救主有盼望。
That is, he has such hope in his Savior.
第十九章啊，第二十五节。
19:25.
他说：“我知道呢，我的救赎主活着，末了必站在地上。”
For I know that my Redeemer lives, and he shall stand at last on the earth.
我这皮肉灭绝之后，我必在肉体之外得见神。
19:26. And after my skin is destroyed, this I know that in my flesh, I shall see God.
我自己要见他，亲眼要看他，并不像外人。
Whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another.
哎呀，这是多么大的一个启示呢！
Oh, what a tremendous revelation we see here.
在约伯的时代
，during the days of Job,
还没有任何旧约圣经写成的时候
，none of the books of Old Testament had ever been written.
他已经在异象当中呢，看见他的救赎主。
But in his vision, Job had already seen his Redeemer.
而且他不再 看见他。
Not only did Job see him.
他一看就看到那个末这个救赎主在末世的时候所要做的事。
All the way he saw the matters that his Redeemer would do in the end time.
他说呢，到末了的时候啊，他要站在地上。
Job said, at last, his Redeemer would stand on the earth.
他说在我这个皮肉灭绝之后啊，我要在肉体之外要见他。
And after my skin is destroyed, that from my flesh I shall see God.
我要亲眼看见他。
I would see him with my own eyes.
哎呀，这个对于主的那个里面那个意象啊，这个看见了，深深的扶持了他。
So this vision of the Lord truly, has sustained Job within him.
在他大的难处当中的时候，成为他里面的扶持。
Even within the midst, in the midst of all the adversities, this has become the sole force to sustain him.
我知道啊，主再来的信息啊是非常安慰人的。
We know that the Lord's second coming is so comforting.
多少时候呢？人在患难软弱的时候。
So many times when we fall into weaknesses and adversity.
当我们想到我们的主要再来。
As long as we think of our Lord is coming.
他来呢，要站在地上。
That when he comes, he will stand on earth.
他在地上掌王权，建立他的国度。
He would build his kingdom and possessing his dominion.
如果我们有那样子的盼望的话，
If we should have this kind of hope,
很多时候呢，让我们在难处当中就过得来。
So many times, even in our affliction, we'll be able to go through.
保罗啊，他在帖撒罗尼迦前书里面呢，他就是这么做的。
And this is what Paul did in 1 Thessalonians.
在帖撒罗尼迦教会里面呢，他们遇到了很多的难处。
This Thessalonian churchHave been facing all kinds of difficulties.
他们受了当地人的极大的迫害。
They were so severely persecuted by the people around them.
他们只不过是刚刚信主的人。
And they just believed in the Lord not long ago.
他们怎么样能够在那个难处中站立得住呢？
How could they stand tall in all this affliction?
保罗是怎么样来安慰他们呢？
How did Paul console them?
怎么样来鼓励他们呢？
How did Paul encourage them?
因为你注意的话呢，在帖撒罗尼迦前书啊，每一章到后了都说到主的再来。
If you pay attention to the book, then you will know from the very beginning to the very end of the 1 Thessalonians, every chapter mentions about the Lord's second advent.
整卷书呢，说到许许多多主再来的时候的盼望。
The whole epistle is filled with the hope of our Lord's second coming.
因着主要再来了。
Because the Lord is coming.
哎呀，他鼓励这些弟兄姊妹们不要气馁，不要上胆。
So Paul encourages all these brethren that do not become discouraged and despaired.
因着主要再来了。
Because the Lord is coming.
这些的难处呢，都是自暂自轻的。
All these afflictions were just for a moment and they were light.
如果这些弟兄姊妹们真的是里面有主来再来的盼望的话，
Should all these brethren truly have this hope within them about the Lord's coming?
再大的难处呢，都不能够打倒他们。
Even greater afflictions would never strike them down.
都能够让他们在患难之中能够站立得住。
They would still endure, stand, and throughout all the adversity.
这也是约伯他里面的秘诀，对不对？
And this is also Job's secret, isn't it?
在那么大的难处里头。
In the midst of such a grave ordeal.
在人看来一切都绝望了。
To most of men, he was simply out of hope.
一文不名了。
He was simply penniless.
儿女都死了。
With children gone.
在世上有的还有什么样的盼望？
What else help could he have on earth?
然后呢，又是全身长毒疮。
And he was covered with all this sore boils.
他是怎么样能够站立得住呢？
How could he stand tall?
哎呀，那主再来那个盼望扶持了他。
It is because of the Lord's second coming, this hope has sustained him.
他里面可以说，
So within him he could say,
我知道我的救赎主活着。
I know that my Redeemer lives.
末了呢，必站在地上。
And he shall stand at last on earth.
他知道。
Job knew it.
他有确据。
He has such certainty.
他里面有盼望。
He has such hope.
这个盼望呢，扶持了他。
And this hope had sustained him all along.
然后在那样难处当中呢，为了主的名呢，为神的见证站立得住。
So even in his affliction, for the sake of the Lord's name, for the sake of testimony, he stood tall.
因着他多年与神相交的缘故。
And through all these years, fellowship with God.
他为神的见证站立得住。
He simply stood for the sake of the testimony of God.
见证一件事情。
To bear witness of one thing,
耶和华是信实的,
that the Lord is faithful,
神是有慈爱是有怜悯的,
that the Lord is merciful and gracious,
凡投靠了他的人呢, 他就成为他们的保障,
that whoever takes refuge in him, the Lord became their stronghold,
凡投靠他的人呢, 必不至于羞愧,
he who takes refuge in the Lord shall never be put to shame,
这是约伯在那里所做的见证,
and this is the testimony that Job held.
难怪呢，神呢可以以约伯来夸口。
No wonder our God simply boasted of Job.
这是神在约伯身上做的。
And this is the work that God had performed in Job.
这也是神在你我今天身上要做的。
This is also the same work that God wants to perform in you and me.
我们得承认了，我们实在都软弱。
We have to confess that we are all very weak.
当患难来的时候，我们每一个人呢都软弱如水啊。
When affliction comes, every one of us will become just as weak as water.
靠着我们天然的人呢、啊，没有一个人能够站立得住。
So by our natural man, none of us could stand.
但是约伯呢，在这里呢，给我们见证一件事。
However, Job here testified one thing.
神呢是可信靠的。
That God is trustworthy.
神是真实的。
God is real.
凡投靠他的人呢，神呢就成为他们的山寨，成为他们的保护，成为他们的避难所。
He who takes refuge in God, then God will become their fortress, stronghold, and protection.
靠着神的恩典。
By God's grace.
我们呢活在他的面光之中。
Let's live in the light of His countenance.
我们宝贝神的话语。
Let's treasure His word.
我们在生活当中呢见证神。
Let's testify of our Lord in our daily living.
靠着圣灵的启示啊。
Through the revelation of the Holy Spirit.
我们要对主的再来有盼望。
Let's have hope.
哎呀，这样的生活呢。
For God's second coming.
这样的生活呢，必能叫我们站立得住。
With this kind of living, we will be able to stand tall for Him.
无论仇敌撒旦多么样的猖狂。
No matter how Satan, a devil, would become so bullish.
他的攻击有多么样的恶毒。
No matter how malicious his attack might be.
在主神的人身上呢，完全站立不住。
None of this could stand in the man of God.
靠着神的恩典呢，我们都能够经历这些苦难呢。这些难处啊，成为成他自己的见证。
And by God's grace, we could all go through all this adversity and affliction, and in the end, we become His witnesses.
愿神恩待我们。
May the Lord command His grace to all of us.
有点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer, please.
天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
借着你爱子耶稣基督的救赎
，Through the redemption of your beloved Son Jesus Christ，
把我们这败坏的人从罪恶之中拯救出来。
You have redeemed us from this fallen, corrupt state。
你又把我们带到高处
，And you have led us to the high ground。
和耶稣基督一同坐在天上
，That we sit together with our Lord Jesus Christ in the heavenly places。
能够享受天上一切的丰盛。
To enjoy all the fullness of the in the heavenly places。
我们来在你的深处有这样的祷告。
Oh Father, within the very depths of our spirit, we utter this kind of prayer.
巴不得你在你爱耶稣基督里面已经做成的事。
Only that the very matter you have accomplished in your beloved Son Jesus Christ.
今天也坐在我们里面。
Today will also be performed in us.
让我们靠着主能够成为他自己忠心的见证。
So that by the grace of the Lord we could become the Lord's faithful witnesses.
祷告奉主的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.